Hey, New Hampshire Calling. This is Joan calling from Loudoun. I am an art teacher, and something that I've been getting into is shopping my closet, since I can't actually go out and do real shopping in real time. And I've been having a lot of fun coming up with creative ways to express myself through my clothes. And there's some clothes that don't get to go to school because I don't want to get clay and paint all over it. And it's also my philosophy now with being home and working remotely and teaching remotely is that it's important to be dressed for success and dressed for work every day. So I pick out a really fun outfit every day. And then when I'm done working, then I can change into my workout clothes and go out and enjoy the sunshine.
This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, our show is about hobbies for the homebound. What are you doing to keep busy? With the governor's order to stay at home firmly in place until at least May 4th, I want to know what you are doing with your time. What's your outlet for restless energy? Is it something new, or is it an old passion you are reigniting? Art? Music? Plumbing? Who cares? So long as it keeps you sane. Call us to talk about it, 603-513-7700, or email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number 603-513-7700. Before we go to callers, first, just a rundown of what we learned today. The health department announced 53 new positive COVID-19 tests just about 25 minutes ago. Of the 367 confirmed cases in the state so far, 13% of those people have been hospitalized, and about 15% have recovered. Governor Sununu wants a string of rehab facilities in Portsmouth, Manchester, Nashua, and Salem to serve as surge capacity for people with critical medical conditions. The governor is trying to get the federal government to waive some rules to allow that to happen if or when those beds are needed. That stimulus bill Congress passed last week will bring $82 million to schools in New Hampshire, from kindergarten to universities. Manchester's public bus system is suspending all service starting tomorrow, April 1st, until May 4th. And a 10% pay raise is coming for a critical group of state employees, people who work in state liquor stores. Cheers to them. If you want to stay up on the most important developments in New Hampshire, go to NHPR's COVID Live blog. It's super helpful. You can read all the updates in just a few minutes. That's at nhpr.org. So projects, hobbies, all that stuff. I have a funny relationship with downtime. I always want more of it. And then when I get it, I often don't know what to do with it. And once I realized I'd be spending a lot of time working from home, I realized I'd need a project, something that I could pick up and put down endlessly, something that would focus my mind, get me outside by myself. And this weekend, I finally found my project. It is a chainsaw. My wife has been asking me to get a chainsaw for months. I did, and now that I started using it, I cannot stop. We've got dozens of downed trees in the woodlot behind our house. It's a mess back there, years of blowdowns, branches scattered everywhere. Cutting up all that wood, moving it, stacking it, it is the perfect project, I've learned, to keep me sane during a pandemic lockdown. I will never finish this project, but every time I go back there, I get a little bit done. The wood pile gets a touch bigger, and it makes me feel just a bit better. I am guessing you have something like this in your life right now. So what is your project? Call us to tell us about it. 603-513-7700. Where is your creative release? And why does it make this whole situation more manageable for you? Again, call us at 603-513-7700. The email address is nhcalling@nhpr.org. First, we are going to go to an NHPR staff member, employee, colleague of mine, and my boss, Erica Janik. You're there. I hear you.
I am. I started laughing.
Okay, so Erica, you know, your official job title is executive producer of NHPR's creative production unit. That means that you edit podcasts and help make podcasts, but that is not what we are going to talk about. I want to broaden this, but first I want to get really specific. Everyone here knows that, and I say that your colleagues, we have this sort of inkling that you are a major maker of things. And what we all know, and it is rumored, and I've asked you about it before, is that you make pretty much all of your own clothes. That's true,
correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, everything. I cannot remember the last time I actually purchased an item of clothing. Yeah, I make pretty much everything.
Yeah. And like, they're nice. I've seen your clothes. They're nice. Like, you have these really nice dresses with these incredible prints on them. Like, if I didn't know any better, I wouldn't know that you were making your clothes at home. I would think like, oh, she's finding all this cool, funky stuff. Like, you're buying it somewhere. So like, how did this start for you? And are you doing more of it now that you can't leave your house, really?
So I started sewing actually 6 years ago. I am someone who's always liked making things, but I'm also someone who tends to cycle through things. Like, I'll take a class and I'll get really into something for like 6 weeks and then I don't do it ever again. And so 6 years ago, I took a sewing class and thought, this will probably be, you know, a thing I do for 6 weeks. And now it is 6 years later now, and I'm still sewing and sewing more than ever. And definitely sewing a lot right now. I've actually been trying to use all the fabric that I have. That's been my trying not to buy more, because I can still order some.
Right.
But I've been trying to really just use what I have and think about what I can actually do with it. Also, my house has no curtains, so it's time I start putting those curtains together.
Find a different use for your fabric, right?
Exactly.
But you do other stuff too. Like, you told me that you're making a rug.
I am, yeah. So I do rug hooking, and so I've been working on a project, the biggest one I've ever done, which I definitely was intentional for this time. I was just thinking, like, this is going to take me a long time to do, and looks like I have a long time.
Like, so, how big are we talking? Like, how many feet by how many feet?
It's not going to sound that big, but it's 2 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah, but that's bigger than any rug I've ever made by 2 feet by 3 feet, I'd say.
Yeah, so I've been working on that, and that's something that I can work on. I can't just like sit and watch television. I always have to like have something in my hands, and so rug hooking is something that I do. I also embroider. That's something else I can do at night. It's just kind of like a thing to keep my hands busy. I also make baskets and I weave. Those are kind of the main things that I do. But then there's the whole list of other things that I have done at one or another time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. The phone number is 603-513-7700. This is New Hampshire Calling, and tonight we're talking about the projects that you are filling your time with now that many of us are stuck at home so much. Is it art? Is it music? Is it a project around the house? Again, the number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Erica, we're going to go to some calls here. We've got Aaron from Goffstown. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. Welcome to the show. And what are you working on?
Well, last week, my daughter and I went for a hike, and it had a trail with a sign that was carved out with a router. And I recalled that I have a router at home. So we went home, and I routed out the names of a few of her friends on some pieces of wood, and she's going to be decorating them for them.
Oh, cool. Wait, so a router, this is like how basic my knowledge is, right? But a router is the thing that you carve letters into a flat piece of wood, like on a trail?
Exactly, yep.
Cool. Yep. And so you're doing your daughter's names. What else are you going to be doing? Your daughter's friend's name, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else we're gonna carve, but we've also made a couple of iMovies, just taken some pictures, got her little stuffed animals into a bit of trouble, and made a little movie out of it.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And is she like taking pictures of these things and sending them, you know, texting them to her friends? And is it a way for them to get together a little bit virtually?
She sent them to our family members.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, that's great.
And little drop.
And are you like crafty to begin with, or is this like totally outside of the box for you?
I'd say crafty enough. We're a pretty crafty family. My wife also is very crafty and artsy. So we've got a lot of things to keep us busy. So like you were talking with Erica, trying to use what we have at home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great, Aaron. Thanks so much for calling into New Hampshire Calling. I appreciate it. It's good to hear you.
Have a great night.
Bye. Okay. The number is 603-513-7700. We're talking about the projects that are keeping you busy at home right now. 603-513-7700. Paul in Raymond is on the line. How you doing, Paul?
Well, good evening. How are you?
Good evening to you. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling into the show. What are you working on?
Hey, thanks for doing this. It's going to give people wonderful ideas and still give you that 6 feet of space.
that's the idea. Yeah. That's the beauty of radio, right?
I love NPR and I love New Hampshire Public Radio, so thank you. I'm a singer-songwriter, so I've had a chance to really dive into my music. Normally I wade or soak, but now I'm diving into it. It's wonderful. Also, I live right on the Lamprey River behind the world-famous GMS Pizza here in Raymond, and every type of waterfowl goes by. Otters. It's just wonderful.
So
I'm getting a lot of inspiration.
That's great. That's really great. And
the last week I'll be at work because they're going to eliminate the shift that I do. I'm a little bummed about that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have a lot to occupy your time, but I am sorry that you're going to lose your job.
I have an 88 keyboard electric piano that I've never played, and I'm going to take lessons. So if you're out there, Raymond, piano teachers, give me a call.
That's Paul and Raymond looking for a piano teacher. Thanks, thanks, Paul. Have a great night, okay?
Hey, stay safe.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Toby in Belmont.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Toby. How are you?
I'm good. I heard quite a bit of feedback, so hopefully you don't hear that.
You sound great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so what are you up to?
I have been cooking for weeks. I've been home. I travel a bit for business, and my passion is cooking and music. But I've been canning. I've been gardening. I have been like literally storing my favorite recipes for my kids.
That's great. And like, are you cooking new stuff? Are you cooking stuff that you know how to do already?
No, it's more like old stuff. It's new stuff and old stuff, but mainly old stuff. I'm so thankful for the family farms that are literally within a few minutes of my home in the area. I literally was brought to tears this past weekend when I bought eggs and beef and, just if our farms weren't here, they wouldn't be there. And the fact that I had the option of going to a family farm instead of the grocery store just brought me to tears.
What was it about that brought you to tears?
I think for those of us who follow economics and culture, it's not been easy for family farms. And the fact that people have really stuck it out and did it for all the right reasons, it just brings me closer to family and the earth, and that's how I feel when I cook. That's why I cook the way I do.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for calling into the show, Toby. Have a good night.
Thank you.
The phone number is 603-513-7700. Email at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, 513-7700. We're talking about the projects that are occupying your time while you are spending so much of your time at home, if you are in that group like me. Let's take one more call before Erica. let's take another call before we go to the break here. Jason in South Sutton. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, pretty good.
Good, good. Yeah. What are you up to these days?
Well, just trying to keep ourselves busy. My wife and I are juggling childcare and trying to work full time as well. So that can be a little challenging sometimes. But,
yeah.
We're also trying with some of the local businesses, or at least restaurants, shutting down. We're trying to keep support them by trying to order takeout a couple of times a week at the local in Warner and the Appleseed in Bradford, especially. Big shout out there.
Yeah. And I have a note in front of me, too, about something about karaoke.
Yeah. So I'm trying to so I'm in a band, Peabody's Coltrane. We got our band name as a homage to John Prine.
Mm.
And the other night there was some news about John Prine.
Yeah. He's got COVID-19. And
right,
last I heard,
right.
He was getting
so
a little
sad.
Better.
That's right. I heard that too. But,
so
you know,
sad.
On Sunday night there was, social media kind of lighting up saying pray for John Prine. And my in-laws in Maine had turned me on to this quarantine karaoke site on Facebook.
Huh.
And I just felt moved. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just throw a Prine song out into the universe here via Facebook.
Good.
And wish him well. So,
that's great. That's
do it
great.
On there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've and I think we've actually got a recording of you performing this John Prine cover.
I think
we'll play that out as we go to break here. Thanks so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you, Jason. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. We're talking about projects that are keeping us from going crazy while we spend so much time at home. Are you an artist, a musician, a tinkerer? Share your story. Call us at 603-513-7700.
All the snow has turned to water. Christmas Day has come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors. All that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops. Oh, they always bring me tears. Can't forget the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. Took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how it slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult.
The news around the coronavirus pandemic in New Hampshire and across the world is changing every day. Stay with NHPR for the latest developments and breaking news. Listen live online at nhpr.org or just ask your smart speaker to play NHPR.
I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. We're talking about hobbies for the homebound. What is getting you through this crazy time? What are you working on? Call us at 603-513-7700. Excuse me. Before we go back to the topic, I just want to make a quick pitch to you. If you like what we're doing here on New Hampshire Calling, letting you connect with us, letting you connect with one another about how coronavirus is affecting you, your family, your community, and if you appreciate the reporting our newsroom is doing right now, the live blog that is the go-to for up-to-date reporting on this pandemic in New Hampshire, if you appreciate all that, consider making a donation to support our journalism. Any amount makes a difference, and we've made it really easy. Head on over to nhpr.org, and thanks so much. Erica, I want to read you an email that came in that
Great.
I think might resonate with you. So this is from Philip, and he describes his hobby as sanity walks. That's how he describes them. I think you're a sanity walker as well. So I'm going to read this to you.
I go on many of those. I just haven't called them that. Yes. But now I have a new vocabulary.
Now you know what the word is for the thing you're already doing. So he says, I work in outdoor education, so this shouldn't come as a surprise, but paying more attention to the changes in the outdoor world has been my one point of continuity over the last couple of weeks, from daily check-ins with the lilac bush to slightly excessive monitoring of birds in the driveway to afternoon, quote, sanity walks, including checking for egg masses in the vernal pool across the street. Coronavirus isn't holding nature back, and somehow being stuck in my own backyard is reconnecting me to those rhythms. I like that. It's kind of poetic, don't you think?
That's really amazing. I feel like I really identify with that. I have been someone who walks to work both here in New Hampshire and where I lived before in Wisconsin. And, you know, you walk the same route every day and things start to look, or you stop seeing things. So something I used to challenge myself to do and still challenge myself to do is to look for something that I haven't noticed before. And often it is something that's come with the change of the season. And I feel like that's only been heightened in these last few weeks of just being even more kind of in this much smaller world.
Yeah.
And I've definitely been paying a lot more attention to the birds and seeing buds on the trees. And yeah, I really identify with Philip and everything that he's saying there.
Yeah, I know. And there's this funny thing about this happening. I mean, it's happening at all, but if it were to happen at this time of year, that you're forced to spend, many of us, I should say, because a lot of people are essential workers and working their tails off right now. But for those of us who are home, you know, this is like the very first weeks of spring and things are changing. Things are happening. I had a bluebird in my backyard. You know, we've got birds making nests. We've got like all kinds of cool stuff happening. It is a little bit of hope in this whole situation, which can feel quite dire and desperate at times. So just this little bit of green poking up all around us. And I know you have two dogs, and they probably are oblivious and happy that you're walking them more, I would assume.
They are. That is very true. And they are also very excited, I think, as like the snow has gone and melted. I think the world just smells a lot more exciting because they've just been nose to the ground, sniffing like crazy, probably lots of disgusting things I don't want to know about. But yeah, it's been really fun. I've been taking them on many more walks than I was before. And just their delight in everything. It's hard not to smile when you see them so excited about the world.
Yep. Call us at 603-513-7700. We're talking about the things that are occupying your time during this COVID crisis, the projects, the art. Are you a musician? Are you someone who is just kind of noodling around on the guitar or piano, just getting comfortable? That counts. Are you a more serious musician who's finding a deeper practice? Call to tell us why it's a release for you in these uncertain times. Let's go to Neil in Plymouth.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What are you up to?
I'm boiling maple syrup.
Cool.
I have a little backyard sugar house and a sugar orchard that I've been cultivating for 45 years.
Really? Wow.
I've been making syrup since I was a kid. My family had a sugar house and it's been up and down over the years. Some seasons aren't very good. You only get a couple days of runs. But this year, I know some guys tapped out in January and they got a run. And in February, they got, you know, some of the more sophisticated guys that pump it, they got a run. But I didn't tap until March 1st. But I've been boiling and making maple syrup almost every day the month of March.
That's great.
And I think I might get one more run.
Yeah.
It's kind of an amazing season, but it's really a lot of work. And you got to stay right on top of it so you don't have too much time to think about anything else.
And, Neil, this is a passion, not a profession.
I'm not doing it for money. But we love it. Maple syrup is very high in antioxidants.
Yep.
And it's good for you. And,
the thing that I appreciate about your call, Neil, is that we have now done only four episodes of New Hampshire Calling, and we have gotten a call about maple syrup in three of them. So you are continuing our hot streak, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much for doing that. The number is 603-513-7700. Also email us to tell us about the projects that are keeping you occupied. Art, plumbing, doesn't matter, so long as it's keeping you sane. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. And again, the number, 513-7700. Let's go to Hannah. Hannah, you're there, right? You're in Maine.
I am.
Yes.
I am. I'm a traitor. I'm listening to NHPR from Maine.
We'll take it.
We welcome
the turncoats. Welcome to into the family.
Yes.
So this is Hannah Grady. We really wanted to talk to you because you do a lot of stuff. You're an oyster farmer, correct?
True story. Yep.
You're a poet.
Mm-hmm.
And an avid NHPR listener, which is great too. And
top of the list. Yeah.
Top of the list. And then what else? You've also got some other new things that you're up to.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of, like you mentioned in the opening about having all this time now and having complained about it previously that you didn't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would write a lot or make oyster shell wreaths, and that has not turned out to be the case. I used to play guitar and sing a lot, and I've noticed that I don't have a guitar in the house now at the age of 37, and it used to be something that was a staple for me. So I kind of cast a net out to get one and things like that, and have been working on my voice a little bit because there's no one around. I live alone,
mm-hmm.
so trying to add a couple notes onto the range. But the thing that I've been struggling with the most living alone and with all the news coming in is a lot of my community is abroad. I lived in Europe for a long time, and mm-hmm. I feel a deep sense of sadness about feeling like I won't be able to travel and see those people for a long time. So one of my activities, because I am still running a small retail business for the oyster farm from home right now, is to do virtual vacations.
What is a virtual vacation?
Yeah. So I am like, oh, my passport is my most prized possession, and I can't use it for a very long time, I imagine. So what I've done is pick a place that I've either been or not been that I am interested in, and I do a virtual vacation. So on Friday, I went to Hawaii. I played a Hawaiian record on my record player, and I made hibiscus tea, and I projected a surf movie onto my wall.
Wow.
And did a very poor hula in my sweatpants.
You went all in. That's great.
Oh, yeah, because you know, you have to have some escape from the confinement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've done Germany, and I got mussels today from a local fisherman. So we're going to do France and make some French food. We is me and my dog. and that's the other thing I've really been spending time on. I randomly adopted a three-legged dog from a shelter about 10 days before this all went south.
You just had a three-legged dog, right?
I did,
You did? Okay, okay. And is he or she pretty well balanced?
She's great. She was run over by a car and left, and a police officer found her in Georgia, and she only had surgery in January, and she runs like a beast now. I mean, she's incredible, and talk about a lesson in resilience. And she came to me pretty weak and tired, and at first, you know, I had 10 days with her where things were normal, and then our life kind of got upended. She thought, okay, where was the routine? Now we're in a new routine, but I've never owned a dog, so I'm learning all these new things about how to care for them and how to train them. And my new thing is training her to fall asleep if I sing a lullaby. So we've been working on that.
That's very sweet.
And I'm very lucky that I have that. And I've also been sending packages. So I received a package from a friend in Denmark, and it was covered in collages and weird objects she found in her house because they're on lockdown there as well. And so now I'm shopping in my own house to create care packages for people who live far away who I miss very much, which is kind of funny because you covet these trinkets in your home, you know, you
right.
move from place to place and bring them with you. And now I'm sort of packaging them up in these with quirky notes and collaging with glue sticks like a third grader and sending these packages to them. And I don't know, it gives me joy to feel like I'm sending an expression of love somewhere far away that I probably won't be able to visit for a very long time.
Yeah. You are an inspiration to everybody who needs to fill some time. I particularly like the virtual vacations. I feel like that's something, especially with kids, that's something everybody could do, is find a spot, learn a thing about it, find a recipe online, and make it happen. Hannah Grady, thanks so much for calling in, and good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you. Be well.
Okay, you too. This is New Hampshire Calling. Our phone number is 603-513-7700. Email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're talking about the projects that are keeping us from going crazy. For those of us who are just spending way more time at home than we want to be, the number is 603-513-7700. Jennifer in Alton Bay. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So what are you working on?
My project is my horse, actually. I've had her for about 6 months now, and I've been off and on riding her, but with this extra time, I've really been able to commit to her.
Uh-huh.
It feels great.
Is she like right at your house or do you have to go someplace to get to her?
I have had her at my house, but now she is where I work. I'm lucky in a way. I'm lucky enough to be an essential worker at a farm.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
I get to go to work and see her.
You get to see her, and you said you're riding a lot.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to not be so rushed. I typically teach a lot of horseback riding lessons, which mm-hmm. I love to do, and I'm missing my students dearly. But it's really cool to be able to spend some more time being a little slower with the horses.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you're reconnecting with your friend. and thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Erica, you know what I notice is like there's kind of this fine line between what is project in your house, what is art, and what is something in between. You know, it feels like these things are all kind of parallel.
Absolutely. I mean, I've definitely, besides all of the things I guess I would classify as a hobby in my life, I've also been doing a bunch of just home things that I've been meaning to do for a really long time. And so many of them are very small.
Yeah.
Replacing that knob on the closet door. And I'm so pleased now that I've done it.
Yes.
But it is, you know, I feel a sense of accomplishment in a way, like a similar feeling of accomplishment as when I'm doing one of my hobbies. So, I think you're right. I think there is this, I'm not quite sure. The line is so fine, I can't sometimes see it.
Yeah.
Between these two things.
Yeah. My most embarrassing project I've done is I vacuumed the entire ceiling of my house, and I got rid of all of the cobwebs, and it felt awesome. And I
love vacuuming.
Yeah,
it's great.
I'm comfortable saying it on the radio if I have to. So the phone number is 603-513-7700. This is New Hampshire Calling, and we're talking all about the projects that are getting us through this crazy time, the creative endeavors, the muscle work, the fine tuning that you are doing around your house. Call us to tell us about what you are up to. We want to hear from you next. 603-513-7700. I'm so tired of losing, I got nothing to do, and all day to do it. Well, I go out cruising, but I've no place to go, and all night to get there. Is it any wonder I'm not a criminal? Is it any wonder I'm not in jail? Is it any wonder I've got too much time on my hands? It's taking away with my sanity. I've got too much time on my hands. It's hard to believe such a calamity. I've got too much time on my hands, and it's Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. Right now, we are talking about ways to stay occupied at home during a stay-at-home order from the governor. What are you doing with your hands, and how is it helping your mental health? Is it art? Is it music? Is it a demolition project in your house? Call us to tell us about it. You might inspire somebody else to try the same thing. 603-513-7700. Email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. One more time, the number is 603-513-7700. Erica Janik, should we go to the phones?
Please. Let's hear from people.
Let's hear from people. Okay, so we are going to go to Robert in Dunbarton. Robert, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm here with my little guy, Wyatt. He's 5 years old. We're in my wood shop. I'm a furniture maker professionally. I own Bliss Made Furniture here in Dunbarton.
Okay.
Just a little company. We do custom, mostly like antique reproduction and shaker reproduction, kind of stuff like that. But we also do some mid-century stuff and some Italian stuff. So Wyatt has been home from school, obviously, like every other kid out in the state here.
Yep.
And he has been out here learning how to be quite a talented little woodworker. He has made, what have you made so far, buddy?
A workbench and
come here, closer.
Put the phone closer to him so we can hear him better.
Closer, let me hear it up here. Tell him what you made.
So I made a workbench and boxes for my tools.
Oh, Wyatt, that sounds great. Can I ask you a question, Wyatt?
Yep.
Is it nice to be able to spend so much time with your dad too?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you? What other kinds of things do you like to do with him?
Mostly build stuff.
Mostly build stuff, and it's cool because I bet he lets you touch all of his tools.
Except for the big one.
And I was going to say, what is he not allowed to play with in the workshop?
Well, I got a full, you know, it's a commercial work.
Oh, yeah, plenty of stuff. Plenty of
yeah, there's plenty of dangerous stuff out here. But he's got, actually, it's funny because, I've been woodworking for a long time. It used to be a hobby of mine. It was something that I did kind of in times like this when I just needed kind of time to relax. When I started, my father gave me a bunch of little hand tools. And you really don't need really complicated tools to make a really nice piece of furniture. It can be done with very rudimentary hand tools, like a saw. He has a little egg beater drill, just a manual powered drill.
Right.
With the resources on YouTube and everything out there, there's just, it's never been easier to just kind of start doing it with stuff that you probably have.
Yeah.
In your shop,
That's great. Robert, thank you so much for calling in. Wyatt, you have a good night. Have fun with Dad. Our number is 603-513-7700. We're talking about hobbies for the homebound. What projects are keeping you occupied during this stay-at-home order from the governor? You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're talking about woodworking. We're talking about music. Whatever it takes to get you through. Richard in Concord. You are another woodworker, but you are making something really specific. What are you working on?
Well, I make really small things, turn really small things, like ballpoint pens.
Wow.
And I am right now experimenting on building a chess set, a complete chess set.
Wow. How many pieces have you finished so far?
Well, I've gotten a couple of kings, a couple of queens, a bishop. Right now, I'm working on on the knight, which is a real fun thing because it's a horse's head, and I got to do four of them. This will last me through the whole pandemic, I think. Just doing heads.
Are you hand carving the horse's heads?
Yeah, I'm carving with Dremel tools and cutters. I got to find saw to do some of the stuff, but yeah, it's total carving really on the horse.
Wow!
The other pieces I do, I have a mini lathe, and like all the rest of the characters, I just turned and do a little fine work on like the king's crown and the queen's crown and the the bishop's mitre and that type of stuff. But the horses are going to take me for a while.
Wow. I mean, it sounds really intricate. When you're, take a picture and send it to us at nhcalling at nhpr.org. Would you do that?
Okay.
Yeah, take some pictures if you can and email them to us. Again, it's
I don't have email. That's my only problem. I don't have email.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Stay on the line. Talk to we're in Concord too. Maybe we can figure out a way to get a picture.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I can mail them to you in Concord. Yeah.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, stay on the line. Erica, that's something have you ever tried to hand carve a chess set?
I have not done that. Okay. I have done a little bit of wood carving. My husband actually does a lot of woodworking, and he does what Robert was talking about, kind of the non-electrified tools. He uses all hand tools.
Okay.
So we have a lot of the egg beater drills and things like that. And so I've done a little bit of carving. I was not great at it, but it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people that are good at it is really impressive.
Oh yeah. I can't even imagine making an entire chess set by hand. We're talking about the projects that are keeping us from going crazy while we're spending all this time at home on New Hampshire Calling. The number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, 513-7700. Patricia in Northwood is on the line. Hi, Patricia. How are you? Patricia.
Neiman Marcus instead of Sears, big Chicago store.
Hey, Patricia, are you there?
Hey, Patricia, are you there?
Oh, hi, yes, here I am.
There you are. We're on live radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You live in Northwood, and what are you working on?
Well, the first thing that I should say is, first of all, I want to do a shout out to all the Co-Brown faculty and children, students who are doing a great job with remote learning. I'm very intimately involved in that as support staff, and I teach a life skills class. So that is taking up a good portion of my day. But what's been nice about being home is that I've been able to get into some of the things that I hadn't been able to do before. For example, I have a new grandchild, and I am making books for her. I'm illustrating and writing books. My first book was about her cats and my cats and how they joined together to help out at the Boston Tea Party.
Oh my God.
So it's like historical fiction, but I had to do a lot of research, so that was good. So, yeah, that took me like months to make, and now I'm doing an endangered animals ABC book for her. This is for my little Josephine. And so every day after, around 4 o'clock, when I just close down my computer, I just sit there and I choose one animal, I paint it, and then I do the calligraphy for the, whatever animal. Like today I did the rhinoceros, and yesterday I did the Arctic fox. And it's just been so great to just be able to be a little bit more still and do that I love. I've also been going into the woods and taking down trees that are about 3 inches big. Sometimes I saw them, but mostly I've been taking down dead wood and then bringing it into the yard and setting it up on a horse and, sawing that up so that I can extend my wood pile a little bit more this year.
Patricia, that's great. I mean, it sounds like I particularly like the children's books specifically for your grandkids. That sounds like you are keeping yourself occupied. Thanks so much for calling into the show.
You.
Yeah, let's
thank
go to
you.
Thank you. Let's go to Ryan in Nashua. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys.
Good no
to
problem.
Be on the show.
Yeah, it's good to have you. What's going on? What are you working on?
Oh, well, first of all, like Robert from Concord, I love playing chess. So I've been playing chess a lot on my phone, reading a lot of books. But, I got a really good routine I've been working on. I get up early every day, and I go straight into my morning workout.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I'm 30 years old. And I'm single, and, when this coronavirus is over, I want to be ready. I'm going out, and I'm going to be ready. So I'm pumped.
I got it, man. I got it. And so you're just like taking care of yourself, the body's a temple, trying to be healthy.
Absolutely. Doing everything with patience and to the T. I'm not rushing everything I do, So... yeah, that's my plan. That's how I'm doing it.
Awesome, Ryan from Nashua. Thank you so much for calling in with that little bit of inspiration for all of us to get
absolutely
off the couch and
absolutely.
And get healthy. Thanks so much. Have a good night, okay?
All right. Thanks, yeah.
I think taking care of yourself is a really great hobby.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a wonderful hobby.
I know, and it's like in some ways it's easier now, and in some ways it's even harder. But you know that was a really great call. I appreciated that. Annie in Saxons River, Vermont. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you. It's a nice show. I like it.
Great.
So my goofy project is my 130-year-old upright grand Steinway piano.
Wow. 130 years old.
It is. It was built in 1890. And I had it tuned several months ago. And the guy that tuned it very kindly left a special little felt pad. And he said it was for cleaning the keys. And I'm not a pianist by any stretch of the imagination. My daughter plays it more than I do. But I just never noticed that the keys are filthy. And I don't think they've ever been cleaned since 1890. And the tuner pointed out that I might want to give them a little scrub. And so he said to use rubbing alcohol and this little pad. So I have slowly, methodically been doing maybe six keys a day because they
wow.
take a lot of focus and it's very meditative. So I'm up to middle C,
okay.
which I consider a great accomplishment. It makes me feel really good now that I'm finally dealing with it. Because, yeah, now that I see the clean ones, the old ones are really grody. So.
Yeah, and that's going to be the motivation you need to get every single
totally.
One of those keys clean on that 130-year-old piano. That is so cool. Thanks, Annie.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling in. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks. Have a good night.
You too. You too. We're going to go now to David in Canterbury. David, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Yesterday was my birthday. I turned 80 years old yesterday.
Really?
And, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You sound much younger than 80.
Well, I feel much younger than that, but I'm starting into my third 40 years today. So one of the things that I, now that I'm retired and getting closer to that trip to God anyway, I've been doing more Bible study.
Oh.
And I was just wondering if you'd had many people that had called in and said, you know, you can kill 3 or 4 hours reading the Bible very, very quickly and not even realize it's gone by.
Yeah, no, you're the first. You are the first who's called in with that specific project. And is it something that you have not studied in a long time, or is this the first time you're studying the Bible?
Well, I have studied the Bible all my life. And one of the things that fascinates me the most, and I actually worked in Israel for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that fascinates me is everybody in the Bible kept the Sabbath on Saturday. But now you come back to the United States and everybody over here thinks it's Sunday, except Jewish people and a few other religions. And, you know, it's awful hard to prove that the Sabbath has been changed to Sunday. So
yeah,
it's a fascinating study. It really is.
That's great. I really appreciate you calling in, David. Happy birthday to you and you know, many more.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. Right now, I feel like I'm going to probably make it till morning anyway. I just popped some corn and I'm sitting there eating popcorn and listening to you guys. I really appreciate this type of show.
That's great. I am so glad to hear that. I am so glad we're becoming a part of your evening routine. And I'm glad that you are taking the time to do something that it sounds like you are finding really interesting. Thanks so much, David. Have a great night, okay?
You too, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay. Erica, what a range,
yeah.
Huh?
I know. It's amazing. I feel really inspired to add some more hobbies to my list.
I know. I wish I had more time and something other than a chainsaw, but maybe I've got a lot more ideas now. Yeah. I mean, I go back to the theme. So it's like, where's the difference between art and, you know, a craft or a project you're doing around your house? There's not much of one.
Mm-mm, not at all. And I think this is a great time to, you know, explore a hobby, get back into something, find something new. I'm hoping that you're going to get into maybe some chainsaw sculptures.
Yes, you're the second person.
Jack.
Okay, Now I have to because you're the second person who said it to me in a week. Okay, I'll do it. I'll let you know. It's going to be really ugly, but I'll send you the picture first.
I can't wait.
Erica, thanks. We're going to let you go. We're going to sign off. That's all the time we have for New Hampshire Calling tonight. I want to thank all of our guests who called in tonight and shared their incredible projects that they're working on. Also, thanks, of course, to Erica Janik and Hannah Grady. This show was produced by Emily Quirk. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. And this is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. And remember, we are all in this together.
Is love sweet love? It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.